we're recording an audio boom post. It's 5 to 11. What's the date? It's Tuesday, the 16th of December. By God. It's warmed up. Where should we go now? Go straight up. Wait, wait, you dog. Go. What? There is no ball, Molly. We haven't got a ball. Yeah, it's a beautiful sunny morning so far. I got up at 5 to go for a run, and I thought, no, I'll get up at 5:30. And then the next thing I knew, it was 9 o'clock. Oh, God. So I've had a bit of a sleep. I had some things on my mind last night, and I couldn't sleep. So I was up and, well, I got back up and went downstairs and had a look at a few things on the computer, you know, and thought, what am I doing? Go back to bed. Otherwise, I'm going to get into this blinking cycle. So it was about 1:10 when I went back to bed and fell asleep straight away. But it was frosty earlier, wasn't it?
Foggy.
Yes, I remember seeing a fog. I went to the toilet at 5 when the alarm went off. It was foggy. No, it hasn't been frosty. That's not one of the wild birds of prey that we have here on Salisbury Plain. That's a small child that Sarah's pushing. Not one of my small children. But I had to make some work phone calls this morning that took up probably about an hour and a bit, hour and a half's worth of my time to sort out. But that's it. All done and dusted now. All the work is finished until the 5th of January. So it is cold, but that sun is warm. I say that when I am wearing a thermal long sleeve top, a long sleeve fleece pullover, and a down jacket and a hat. Always cover your head. Are you okay to go across this? Yeah, there's no footpath around. You have to go across the grass. Pushing the pushchair across the grass. It's just nice to get out. Today was the day that I was going to start on the Clarendon Way, which is a walk between Salisbury Cathedral and Winchester Cathedral of about 20 miles. I say 20 miles, but it's 20 miles. Some people have quoted 45 kilometres. So, anyway. 20 miles, but, you know, with my back isn't right. My back isn't right yet, and I need to kind of mobilise it a lot more before to be honest, it's not the walking, it's the weight. Any kind of weight on my back isn't going to do me any good at the minute, so yeah, all bets are off. I don't know when I'm going to get to do that now. Yeah, I've got things lined up for the first week of January at work. I don't know when I'm going to get to do it. Would you like to go wild camping when we go to Lake District? Yeah. Why? I'll carry them. Yeah, it's all right. Got a big winter dust bag though.
But I was cold in the summer.
Wimp. Oh, it's a beautiful sunny day. So it's not cold enough for anything to be frosty. Oh, speaking of frost, I caught the last half of Richard Hammond's, what was it called, Wild Winters or something?
Extreme Weather.
Last night. It's on the iPlayer. That was fascinating. It went on about snow. I caught the bit about snow, first of all, and then it went on about thunder and lightning and how it's made, and as in the thunder and the lightning. Right, Molly, wait. I'm going to have to stick on...
Wait.
Molly! On me, Molly. On me. Right, straight across. So we're going left?
Yeah.
Okay. And what effect... well, what thunder actually is. So, those outside of the UK won't be able to get on BBC iPlayer because it won't let you. Molly, but those inside the UK, if you missed it, I didn't know it was three parts, so I'm going to try and catch up with those. No, it was the three. It was the final instalment. I'm sure it was. Because it said you can watch all three on the BBC iPlayer in the context that it was the last part. I'm sure it said it was. If it wasn't, then good. So if you've missed it, you can get on the BBC iPlayer on the internet. Diamond Shine. Oh, have you got his phone number? To our house. Oh, you've got him on the payroll now. Yeah. All right. Set up a contract with a window. Oh,
a contract, right. He said, is it a one-off or do you want it to come every 6 weeks?
Oh, really? Oh, the innuendos. So, yeah. Well, Tinsnet, that reminds me, Peter Kay. If you, for those who don't know who Peter Kay is, he's a comedian from Bolton in Lancashire.
Underground.
Oh yeah, this side. He's quite popular. In fact, he's very popular. He was a stand-up comedian. Then he did a television comedy sitcom thing called Phoenix Nights, about a working man's club in Lancashire. Chorley, I think it was meant to be in Chorley, wasn't it? Oh, is he from Chorley? No, I'm sure he's from Bolton originally. Never mind. Anyway, so I actually forgot to kind of rip the audio from a YouTube clip, but when we were doing Octava and we did, the subject was misheard lyrics, Peter Kay does this sketch. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to rip the audio and I'm going to push it out. It was brilliant. He did this sketch about misheard lyrics. It was so funny. The guy has me nearly vomiting with laughter. Sometimes I find him so funny. Anyway, so I'll get the audio from that and I'll stick it out after this audio boo later on today. See, we always say audio boo, don't we? I'm probably going to still continue saying audio boo as well. But anyway, I watched a documentary on him. Drop it! Is that dog mess she's eating? Eh? No, it's a mushroom. No, get going. Come here. Come here. She's eating a flipping mushroom. Weirdo. Where is she? Right. Where are you going? You're going to have to go right now. There's no way through up there. Not onto a path.
Yeah.
All right, come on then. Oh, this is... I've only lived here for 3.5 years. Molly, he's got a dog. Mol. So... Yeah, it was... the documentary was about his latest tour. Peter Kay's latest tour. The tour that doesn't tour. and it was the first time he'd done stand-up in 7 years. He's only a young fella. Probably hanging around the same age as me, I would guess. And the tour that doesn't tour is available to buy or for download, whichever is your preference. I'd like to buy it because I find him so funny, man. When he did live at the Albert Balls, That was, oh God almighty, had me in stitches. Even worse than stitches. Yeah, that's a nice Volvo, isn't it? That's a nice Volvo. Oh, design. What have they done with Volvos? The front looks so majestic, but the back looks a bit strange. Looks a bit sold short. So, oh, it's a bit cooler up here. Can you feel the temperature difference? I don't mind that. I prefer it being cooler. Oh, last week at work for many people this way. The dog's like, but we go up there, Dad. We go running up there. It's funny how she always does that, like, kind of look as if it's a point, you know, kind of backwards and forwards to say, up here, up here.
Yeah, when you're pulling in work, she's like, are you sure?
Yeah. No. Springers are... No. Springers are such inquisitive dogs, aren't they? But in a kind of protective context, do you not think? Because
yeah.
She'll go about 10 metres ahead, then she'll stop, turn around, just see if we're there. And if we've got our children running up ahead, she'll satellite around the kids and then come back as if to tell us they're all right, even though they're only 10, 20 metres ahead.
Unless someone like Clara breaks off and she sticks with her.
Yeah. Hey, do you know? Oh, hey, that's classy. Look at the window. Spread the window. Look at the front window. You know that snow spray you can get? Well, they've got a really big front window. I mean, the main window must be about 120 centimetres by 120 centimetres. That's 4 foot square, I think. And they've sprayed that entire pane white with that snow spray. Looks rubbish. Yeah, I'm taking a cardboard. It's on the deck. The rubbish has got to be in the bin in our county. If it's not in the bin, they won't take it. And also, if your bag is sat, if your bin is full and your bag is sat on your bag of rubbish is sat on top of the top bag on your bin and the bin lid's open, they're not obliged to take it. Oh, you hear that? That was a bird of prey. So, some of you may have listened to the audio blue post that I did. So we've just gone around the block.
Yeah, but it prolongs it for long.
Eh?
It prolongs it.
Oh, okay. I thought there was another way in. I was like, there's no other way through. Oh, it's frost here, look. Yeah, my audio boom post about the owl that I can hear quite, you know, it's quite near us. I found out where it nests, but it's a tawny owl. And so we did a bit of research, and what that has revealed is that, well, it's, yeah, owls don't go twit twoo, or tawny owls don't go twit twoo. One will go twit twit, and that is the female. And then you'll hear the hoo-hoo, hoo-hoo, which sounds more like some kind of mad, possessed moose than an owl. You know what I mean? Hoo-hoo, hoo-hoo. That's the male in response to the female going, whit, whit. So there you go. So I'm on a bit of a mission now. I'm going to see if I can wait out in the cold and try and record some audio over the next few nights from down there. You know where it is, don't you? You know, yeah. Past the horse chestnut trees, across the road, and about 300 metres down that track, there's a wood on the right, and it's in the bottom of the wood, as in the end nearest the track. Right, wait! Walk on. Oh, yeah, you just... Where are you? Get back. Get back. You will learn the discipline. Right, walk on. Good girl. I'm trying to get the dog to stop every single time she comes to the edge of the road.
She stopped at you stop, but you carry on walking, she didn't stop.
Yeah, I know, but the discipline is for her to stop. She usually always does. Oh, nippy down here. Pull my hat down over my ears a bit. So that child is happy now. Do you think it's just because there's an incessant need for kids to be in the fresh air, pushed around at that age? Because ours, we always walked our kids. We did a lot of walking, didn't we, with the push chair? And then when we had child number two, child number one went on in the kiddie carrier on my back. And we used to do lots of walking. We did lots of walking this time. How many years ago would it be now? Eight or nine? Eight years ago, yeah. 8 years ago when Tamara was nearly born. Sarah and I used to do about 5, 6, 7 kilometres a night, didn't we? When you were very heavily pregnant. And, hang on, did we walk on the night you gave birth? Yes, we did. Because I took the photograph of you in my North Face Gore-Tex jacket, because that was the only one big enough to go around you. And it was actually, bloody hell, just shows you how big, and that was fitting on me, and it was massive on you. I remember that just about before we walked out the door, I took a photograph of Sarah in my Gore-Tex jacket, the one that I had at the time. Actually, one of my favourite jackets, actually. Yeah, memories. So, talking about jackets, Sarah and I bought ourselves new Gore-Tex jackets the other day. I said that I was going to go back to Gore-Tex, and I have. I've gone back to Gore-Tex from Event Fabric, or Event. Well, it's Event, isn't it? We've gone with jackets that we feel comfortable in, that have a kind of shape and kind of the pockets where we want them. So we've gone for mountain equipment jackets after trying on a myriad of jackets. And these were the only ones that we, you know... Right, hang on, I want to go down here. Can you just wait here a second? Have we got time? There's somebody's little camp down here. Going into the... And there were a bit of woodland behind some flats now. Now, when I was down here 2 years ago... People being here. Yep. Let's have a look. Oh. Yep, still here. People have been here since. I'm going to take a photograph. Photograph Richard, not a video. So, the boo art is this little cat. 2 years ago, somebody's got a hammock. They've been down here since as well. But I don't think it's kids. I don't think it's kids. So, I think I'll have these carabiners away. Oh, can't undo that one. Oh God, that one's a bit heavy. I need to... Oh, it's an arrow. Right, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put this arrow in the ground. Quite prominently. I can see what they're doing. Someone's bringing a bow down here, and they've got rigged up a kind of backdrop for the arrows. There's a hammock set up over here. I don't know that it was a hammock originally. It might have been. Let's have a look at this. They've got Christmas lights on there. sort of charger. A couple of chairs here. Interesting. Seat set up. A couple of seats. What's in here? Somebody's just dumped all this shizer. I'm going to come back here later on. I need to investigate this a bit more. Oh. Go out through there. Oh. So somebody... Oh, some soldiers. Some soldiers marching past there. Training. Okay, I've waffled on for 20 minutes. Oh, I got my coat all wet. Right, I'm gonna go. See you later.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.